Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Armando Acosta, Hadoop and big data subject matter expert at Dell. Welcome, Armando.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So why don't we just start and talk a little bit about Dell's interest in driving solutions for big data analytics and real-time analytics?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for us, it really all centers around our customers and what our customers want to go and do with the solutions that we bring to market. And we're starting to see is this evolution of customers, not only your Web 2.0 customers or your federal customers or three-letter agency customers. Now we're starting to see this adoption of big data and analytics across many vertical markets and starting to seep into your traditional markets that you haven't seen before. Customers go and approach this and start to do this. They have a lot of questions. How do they build it? How do they architect it? How do they design it? How do they choose the right configuration all the way down to the processor, the SSD, memory type, and so on? And so really what we're trying to do there is just, you know, really simplify that and make sure that we make that easy for customers.
When you look at real-time analytics and you talk to customers, what types of analytics require that real-time response or are really benefited from that real-time response?
There's a lot of great use cases out there today, but one prime example, if you have a manufacturing floor and, you know, you have devices that build things that you sell to your customers, if that manufacturing floor goes down, you're in trouble and you don't want that to happen. And so when you look at how you measure the logs of those systems and how you essentially collect information off those devices, you want to be able to do that in a very fast and efficient manner so that you're able to essentially understand, oh, hey, there's a problem with the machine. It might go down. Okay, I need to go and fix it. You know, what we call that is being able to essentially do predictive failure analysis. And so as those logs come in, you need to ingest those logs quickly. You need to be able to process that data quickly. You need to be able to analyze that data quickly so that you can take action before some type of failure happens. And just one example, but you know that you want to be able to get to some insight quickly and take action before you run into any problems.
Now, obviously, we're getting much more capable as an industry in addressing these real-time analytics requirements. And Dell just came out with an amazing new solution that has increased the capabilities even further. Can you tell me about the new PowerEdge server?
Yeah, we actually worked in partnership with Intel. It features your Intel Xeon E7 processor series family, and it's a PowerEdge 930. The reason we're excited about this is when we talk about real-time and the need to process data quickly, you start to hear in-memory processing and in-memory databases. And one of those solutions that we offer is SAP HANA. And what we're able to do with SAP HANA, you know, they have a couple of benchmarks out there. We're able to run those benchmarks on the R930, and we're able to actually produce some new world record results. We're able to actually improve one of the results by 24% and then another result with a larger data set by close to 23%. So we're really excited about being able to offer a solution, give you that in-memory capabilities, and not only that, being able to drive that with your processing power, your memory bandwidth, the memory capacity that essentially Intel brings to the market and that we utilize in our servers, key to that.
Can you tell me a little bit about what solutions you featured to garner those world records?
We utilize the PowerEdge R930. Along with that, we did utilize some other equipment with that. But with the SAP HANA, what you measure is essentially the in-memory processing, the amount of records you're able to sort, and then essentially the results you get. And so what we were able to do with that in our compelling storage, we were able to hit that record-breaking benchmark.
I know that Dell is involved in open source investments as well. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing with open source software in this space?
Yeah, no, definitely. Our customers, we're finding out in this space that they do value both. You know, they value package solutions as well as they want to build with certified building blocks, and, you know, open source is a route to go and do that. When you look at the open source space, we do have a partnership with Cloudera, which I believe Intel does as well. We have a good three-way partnership there, and we do some really great things in the Hadoop and Cloudera space. When you look at Cloudera specifically, there's a tool within Cloudera. It's called Spark. It was created by a company called Databricks. And so what Spark enables you to do is actually take a Hadoop system, but now you're able to process that data in the memory of those Hadoop nodes instead of taking it to disk. And so when you look at that Spark technology, what is cool and unique about that is not only does it allow you to stream data in, but Spark also has some additional tools built into it that allow you to do graph processing, that allow you to do essentially fast query, fast reporting on that data using a structured query language that everybody knows and loves.
What do you think it's going to take to drive these new types of analytics into ubiquity as part of an IT strategy?
You know, when you see big data analytics, you want to form a community. You want everybody using the same tools, using the same APIs that build standardization, that build stability. The other thing I like to see is libraries being built out there. So I love what Intel's done with TAB, Trust and Analytics Platform. Now you have these libraries of algorithms that customers can go build upon, models that they can go and utilize. And so I think anything you can do to help simplify that data science piece of it, I think that's huge. And I think the more that we see of that, the more you're going to see customers start to adopt this in a larger measure. Another force I start to see too here is that, you know, when you look at big data and analytics, the customers that we work with and we help build solutions with, they're using this too as a competitive advantage. So I almost see this as not only the need to do this because you want to build better insights, but I think it's also something to look at as, hey, I might utilize this type of technology to build a competitive advantage. I don't care whatever market you're in or whatever vertical market, from business to healthcare to retail, you always want to have better insights and you always want to make better decisions because that helps you outflank your competition. That's really good for business.
Can you tell me a little bit about what early response and customer base has been and any particular verticals that are leading the charge in terms of early deployment?
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at SAP HANA, we've had some really great success with that product. We've had some really great customer reaction to this, those that have been able to play with this and they'll look at the results. And then as far as vertical market, where we're starting to see it take off is in the financial space, financial services. In financial services, speed and time equal money. The faster you can get to a decision, the faster you can process data, the faster you can transform a piece of data to get to some insight to make a decision. You know, that's what it's all about. When you're seeing this real-time use case, it's really starting to see it in these vertical markets where speed is key to differentiating and speed is key for making no money to millions of dollars on sub-second response.
Armando, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure to catch up with you. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about the Dell PowerEdge R930 platforms, where can they go for more information?
Please visit our webpage, dell.com/PowerEdge. We do have a ton of resources out there on the R930.
Armando, thanks so much for being on the program. We'd love to have you back again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.